As a matter of fact, we'll go on through verse 17. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, may the message you've sent forth through the foolishness of preaching convey the depth and riches of your mercy tonight. Amen. I want to talk about the best way I can say this is reciprocal faith. And that means a faith that when it receives, it gives. It like a revolving door. It receives here, it gives here. And when Mr. Moffat was speaking this morning, the Lord was pressing upon my heart to speak on this tonight. And I said, Lord, I will. And he said, okay, good. And then he showed me what he meant by reciprocal. And I believe it was last Sunday evening where I testified that I saw a river flowing out, and I was standing in the midst of it looking out. Well, the Lord showed me this morning that sometimes we have to turn around and go to the source. You don't always just let the river flow through you. Sometimes the river has to touch you before you can ever give it away. And it's like this. When God fills you up, if you pour out all you have, you're empty again. And you have to be filled up again. And God wants us to be full of His Spirit and not run on our own mentality, our own will, our own emotions, but rather to trust Him in all things. And the Lord is pressing upon me the urgency of that message, that we need to trust Him in all things. No matter how small it is or how big it is, we need to trust Him. And I've got to tell you, this verse 12, this Kenny said this verse this morning. It says this, there's no difference between the Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is over all, is rich unto all that call upon them. He's the same Lord for everybody. Everybody needs God. Everybody needs Him. There's not a person out there that doesn't need God. Some people take advantage of people who are offering the love of God to them. They still need God. We all need God. There's not a one of us in here that can say, I don't need God, and speak the truth. We need Him. We need to come to the river. The life everlasting, strength for today is that come just as you are, song says. Or that Jesus flows in love to us. And when we need a drink, He's a river. And it says in the very next verse, whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It isn't whoever finds someone blessing their life with their life work. It isn't your life work that saves people. It's the Lord. And we continually must bring people to Him. We must. That is our goal as a Christian. The reason this text is touching me so much today is because it says, if they call upon the name of the Lord, they are saved. But the very next verse says, how can they do that if they have never heard of Him? How can they call upon the Lord if they've never heard that He is? And how shall they hear without a preacher to tell them? And folks, the word there for preacher is not just one person in a congregation. A preacher is a believer. Anyone who brings the word of God to somebody is a preacher. That's why they're called preachers. Now, there's some people who are called to the profession of pastoral leadership, but this is talking about giving forth the word of God. And I want you to ask yourself a question. Maybe you know the answer to this. Do you know how to share the gift of love in Jesus Christ? Do you know how to tell people to find God? If someone comes up to you and they're saying, you know, I'm just having a tough day. Do you know how to say, here, let me show you how to get to Jesus. Do you know how to do that? Can you do that? Have you had many opportunities? Have you prayed for opportunities is a better question. Because they're coming upon you very soon. You're going to find a lot of opportunities. The Lord's Spirit's going to be poured out in great ways. And the people who are giving Him glory and praise with their life are going to have a lot of opportunities to bring people to Him. I don't know about you, but for me it's a great thing to lead people to God. You ever led anybody to Jesus? That first song that I sang as a solo was when I led my stepdaughter to the Lord. That song was the one playing. So it reminds me of one of many who I've led to the Lord. Been many people now. But let me tell you something. The very first person I led to the Lord, he's gone on since, but he's about 72 years old. And he put me on cloud nine. I said, hey, I finally led somebody to God. This is awesome. I was charged up for weeks over it. You lead someone to God, you're going to get a blessing. You're going to be so excited and empowered because they got something from God. And you helped. You were a part of God's ministry. Do you know how to do it? Let me tell you a true story. I'd been pastoring in this little church in Georgia for a year and a half. And no one had come to God. And I said, Lord, I'd like to see somebody come to God. And He said, it'll happen sooner or later. Well, the Sunday that He came to the Lord, I didn't know what to say. I'd been preaching for almost 2 years. I didn't know what to say. I said, okay, I'll go to the Baptist thing. I'll do the ABCs of the confession and all that stuff. Tried all that. And I said, no, Lord, that's not what works. What works is His heart belongs to you, and He wants to tell you that. And so I stumbled through it with Him. And he came up, and he was a changed man the rest of his life. A very gracious gentleman after that. A wonderful transformation happened in his life. But he's not the only person. But the first one, you never forget. Have you had the opportunity to lead the first one? And if not, pray that you get it soon. Say, Lord, I want to bring someone in. I want to bring someone in. Because, Lord, how are they going to know that they're dying without You? Do you have a burden for lost people? People who don't know the Lord, are they heavy on your heart? I used to not have a burden like I do now. Three, four years ago, I was pastoring full time. I said, well, you know, Lord, I'm doing the ministry. If they come, they come. If they don't, they don't. You know, it's up to them. It's on them if they don't come. I don't think that way now. I say, I got to go get them. Jesus said, go out in the highways and the byways and bring them in. And we'll look at that text about that in the next few weeks. And He's talking about that we go forth and extend the invite because people are dying without the Lord. But how are they going to find Him unless someone tells them? And you think, well, maybe I could hand them a tract, a Bible. Sure, a Gideon Bible will reach many people, but some people need face-to-face testimony of what the Lord's doing in your life and to see your face and the joy that you have in the Lord. They need to see that. Listen to verse 15. How shall they preach except they be sent? Oh, I didn't know it was my job. Lord, when I was down there on earth, I didn't know it was my job. But listen to the second half of verse 15. How beautiful are even the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. Even the feet are beautiful. From their head to their toes, those that bring the good news become very beautiful. I'll tell you, each person I've led to the Lord, whenever I talk to them, you know that there's something there because they see me as the person that led them to God and they're eternally grateful. There are many people who could thank you for that, who would be eternally grateful. There's a bond there you never lose. There's a 21-year-old fella up in Southern Illinois. Every time he sees me, we pray together. And the last time we were together, I think I told you this, he said, God, every time I hear this man's voice, I remember that I belong to you. Simple word of faith, isn't it? I belong to you, God, and the one that led me there is a constant reminder. But how can we do that unless we're sent? How can we do that? Well, God is raising each one of us up and sending us to have the word of faith on our lips, the confession of the good faith on our lips, always. I'll tell you, there's a lot of people that measure their life by how they've grown, but I think one of the best measures is how you've given and led people closer to God. Isn't that what we really, really should merit our life by, is the eternal merit of what we've done? The angels rejoice when we lead someone home. All of heaven rejoices. And that's why it's so exciting to lead someone. I remember the second person I led, and that young lady was tormented by several different demons and struggles in her life, and I saw that she wasn't ready to give those up, but she still came to the altar and she said, Lord, I can't give these up, but I'm going to let you work in my life. I give my heart to you. Lord, protect me and help me defeat this. And she gave her life to Christ one Sunday, 10 years ago. This young lady is now singing in churches, trying to promote the gospel through the singing word, and Lord willing, maybe in the next year or two, maybe from her busy schedule, she'll come down here and give us a concert. But you see, the Lord has blessed and blessed because people are responding now. And I've got to tell you, I can count probably less than 50, maybe less than 100 that I've led to the Lord. And that's because the Holy Spirit has been given in certain situations. But the Lord has given word to His people that that spiritual activity of His Holy Spirit is getting ready to increase in a major way. And that activity is going to start very soon. And we need to catch up on that, because He's going to outpour the Spirit in a great way. It says in Scriptures quite clearly, in the last days I'm going to pour out my Spirit upon all mankind, all flesh, and they shall all see it together. All of them. That's what God is getting us ready for. That He is ready to pour out His Spirit upon us, upon this world, and they need to hear even just a testimony from us. It makes no difference, again back to verse 12, there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. And what that means is those who think they got it and those that they think don't got it. In other words, the people that are opposing one another. Another way to look at that is this, that no matter who you come across in life, God is gracious to them, wants to pour out His blessing upon them, to be merciful to them. He will do that if they call upon Him. I want to give you an illustration, and it's a very simple one. I've been talking about the river flowing from the pulpit down the aisle out into the world. And last Sunday I was talking about how I saw myself standing in it and the Holy Spirit beginning to pour out, inviting people in. And there's two more pieces to that. I shared one of them Wednesday, where people who were brokenhearted, broken lives, broken relationships, financial difficulties, broken bones, crutches, and etc. I saw the vision where they were coming into this river, and those further who had been in the river a long time were standing there like this, with their crutches thrown outside the flow. They were all praising God, standing in the flow, facing that way. And there was a long line of people coming to be healed of all sorts of things. Folks, this aisle where that river is flowing. I don't mean that it's coming from another church, but it's coming from God's throne through here. That's what He showed me. And I said, that's wonderful, Lord. That's really wonderful. And this morning in worship, I saw something else. And it was when this verse was read by Kenny Moffitt that it was shown to me. Because what he showed me was sometimes when we are receiving and we've got all we need, it's time for us to turn around and minister and let the river flow through us. And we become a part of that extension of God's love. And we begin to catch up in the flow. It's the river of love of God, of course. It's the Holy Spirit flowing out into the world for healing the land, drawing the fathers to the children's, their hearts one to another, as Malachi says, will happen in the last days. But at the same time, as I was doing that, I said, Lord, I'm the minister, you know, I'm doing that. And He says, wait a minute, I want you never to forget that sometimes you got to turn around and get back in that flow yourself. And so what God is trying to tell us is this: never turn your back on Him, and never turn your back on the needs in the world, either one. To always be ready at all times to praise God and minister. Always confessing your need before the Lord and the needs of the world in front of you. We cannot by ourselves minister standing with our back to God. Why? Because we begin to think that the flow comes from us. It does not. It comes from God. He is our source, and it comes through us. And the one thing that the Lord put upon my heart is I don't care who comes into my presence. I know they need God. And I will by no means turn them away. I don't care who they are. I don't care if they're the poorest of poor, the richest of rich, the sickest of sick. I know they need God and they're in my presence for a reason. And I believe it's because we are being caught up in this flow that there's going to be a lot of people brought into your presence too. And I'm asking you, and letting you know that they're in your presence for a reason. Don't turn them away. Do not turn them away. For every single last one of them that calls upon God, you don't have to expend yourself. That calls upon God will be saved, will be healed. It will happen. But you have to be ready to say to each person in your presence, I want to show you this God. Because I'm looking at His face right now. And I love Him. And He loves me. And I'm caught up in His love. And you can be too. And that's our testimony. That's our witness. That we have a God of love who not only loves us, but loves each person and helps us to love them by giving them to Him. See, I used to see people who came for ministry that took a lot of my strength, a lot of my resources, a lot of my energy as difficult people. The people who didn't have resources, who kept coming back and taking advantage. That's how I saw it, because they were taking advantage of what I had. But now I see that so much differently, because the Lord said this: if you're trying to supply them, you're being taken advantage of. If you're bringing them to me, I cannot be taken advantage of, because I want them to come, and I'm rich to all that come. I, the Lord, am rich.